Hey, hello. You're stuck in Travel Wolf Grow. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at what's in it for the criminals and how can we use that information to make our security posture a little bit better. It's all about money, and I'm about to spend a lot of money. I'm parked at a car dealership. I am dropping off my vehicle, my mobile YouTube studio, for some much-needed TLC. And that has me thinking about, you know, the financial side of things, right? The criminals are out to get money, usually, and we're out to make money. And it's the intersection of those two things that allows us to do some kind of interesting things about security. So the tip to you is, don't only think about the impact, right? What happens to you when the crime attack happens or criminals attack? Think also, too, about the lure. Think also, too, about the return, that return to the criminal. It's pretty natural in the animal kingdom, right, to try to make yourself not be as big of a target. Make yourself look a little bit scarier, look a little bit tougher, and maybe not look as tasty, right? To reduce the lure to have the big bad predator swoop down and eat you, right? Don't look so appealing. In much the same way, using things like data governance and data classification, we can kind of get a handle on the records that criminals are stealing, and that, you know, it's like $10 for a credit card and $20 for an identity and $60 for a health record. Multiply those out by how many records we have. We can start to look at how many records we're collecting and put a dollar value on it and figure, do we need as much? Do we need all that information? Can we re-engineer this process? Do we need all the historical data? We're only supposed to keep it for so long, but we're keeping it forever. Right? Or we only need to keep it for so long, but does it need to be online and available for the criminals, right? Looking at the data, looking at that financial lure, and reducing that surface, reducing the result of getting compromised such that we're not as juicy of a target. It's the corollary to reducing the attack surface, right? The attack surface is all about reducing how likely it is for a typical attacker to be able to get in at us, right? Scanning whatever your script kiddies, the attacks of opportunity. Reducing the return surface, right, is all about reducing the cyber criminal and what they get out of it. If they know they don't have much data, they're not going to bother. And you may remember other videos I've talked about where the bad guys broke in and realized, hey, there's not much data on here. I've got a SQL server full of records, but meh, that's actually better for me to use as a denial of service. Which is kind of funny because they're still getting compromised and not stealing what you think they would, but also kind of good for you because if you're running that SQL server and you're compromised, now you don't have to worry about it. So think about that as you're going forward today. What ways can you figure out what data you need, what data you don't, and reduce those data points such that you're a little bit less of a target? Have you had some success in this area? Comments, hit me up. Social media, hit me up. Do you know how I can get my maintenance done cheaper for this car? Hit me up about that, please. Hey, you have a good day. Thank you so much.